Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We've all heard the stories about Diddy and Cassie Ventura, but what Diddy allegedly did to Jane Doe is just as messed up.
Jane said she nearly fainted, and she said, in fact, maybe I did faint, because it was like reading her own story.
As the Diddy trial rages on, all of Sean Combs' skeletons are being dragged out of the closet. Numerous witnesses have testified against him, telling insane stories of alleged drug abuse, violent behavior, and of course, unhinged freak-off parties. But if you really want to know about Diddy's dark side, you have to take a closer look at the government's star witness, Cassie Ventura, and an anonymous accuser only identified in court as Jane Doe. When you really dig into Cassie and Jane's testimonies, you start to see a disturbing pattern in Diddy's alleged behavior, almost as if Diddy used the same tactics to allegedly manipulate both of them. And that's exactly why we're doing a deep dive into Diddy's so-called freak-off playbook. How did Cassie and Jane Doe both get lured into Diddy's orbit? What shocking revelation did Jane Doe make about Diddy's out-of-control sexual fantasies? And why did Kanye West make a surprise appearance at the Diddy trial? We've analyzed every word of these courtroom transcripts to figure out who else might be involved in Diddy's so-called lifestyle. Why is the judge desperately trying to conceal the identity of a so-called music industry icon who was allegedly throwing freak-offs of his own? Finally, we're going to break down how Cassie and Jane Doe's testimonies might be the key to sending Diddy straight to prison, or how it might make the entire case fall apart.
Just last week, the woman, identified by the pseudonym Jane, broke down in court while describing encounters with multiple sexual partners during so-called hotel nights with Combs, similar to those now infamous freak-offs.
When you put Cassie and Jane Doe's testimonies side by side, their stories are scarily similar. After being called as witnesses, Cassie and Jane both spoke about how Sean Diddy Combs was a larger-than-life figure that they both looked up to. Cassie was signed to Diddy's Bad Boy Records in 2006 when she was just 19 years old. She testified that she saw him as a boss and mentor until he kissed her at her 21st birthday party in Las Vegas. Jane Doe, on the other hand, was a single mom who met Diddy on a girls' trip to Miami in 2020. During her testimony, Jane spoke about how Diddy was, quote, charming and really nice, and that their first date was so good it lasted 5 days. Both Jane and Cassie expressed how Diddy was extremely romantic at first, until things took a darker turn. Jane testified that as she spent more time with Diddy, it also meant taking more drugs, specifically Molly and ecstasy. What's crazy is that Cassie said nearly the exact same thing. Cassie says that she was, quote, sexually inexperienced before getting with Diddy, and that he introduced her to drugs during a trip to Miami. Both Cassie and Jane Doe testify that they began to feel more and more intimate with Diddy, and that's when he sprung his freak-off fantasy on each of them. Cassie and Jane Doe both said that Diddy revealed he had fantasies involving other men, and that he wanted it a reality. According to Jane, she was hanging out with Diddy one night when he told her, quote, I can make this fantasy a reality.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
see if you like. I can make that happen. Jane says she agreed to try it out some time and went to use the bathroom. By the time she came out, Diddy had already arranged for a male prostitute to come over. Quote, he just told me that there's somebody coming over and just relax and that this would be something fun. Jane testified that she thought this might be a one-off encounter and that she wanted to please Diddy. But she says that she had no idea these freak-offs would become such a huge part of her life. She literally said in court, quote, I felt like that night just opened up like a Pandora's box in our relationship. It just completely set the tone for our relationship going forward. Both Cassie and Jane testified that Diddy's obsession with freak-offs took over their relationship. Diddy allegedly expected both women to screen and hire male escorts to participate in the freak-offs. Cassie even described how Diddy's freak-off expectations turned into her full-time job. She allegedly spent hours upon hours preparing and recovering from these sex marathons that Diddy fully directed and controlled. Despite these women dating Diddy years apart, Cassie and Jane's freak-off recollections match up in disturbingly specific ways, especially when it comes down to how Diddy would allegedly control both Cassie and Jane Doe.
Taking individuals under their wing, using that as a form of control, using physical abuse, psychological abuse.
Cassie described Diddy as asserting total control over her appearance, right down to the white nail polish she wanted her to wear during freak-offs. She testified that Diddy insisted on going through huge amounts of heated baby oil until her body was glistening. Jane also described how Diddy had huge demands over the way that she looked. She testified that Diddy wanted her to match her nails, skin tan, and hair exactly to his liking. Diddy even apparently ordered her to get new veneers because he wasn't happy with her teeth. Both women also testified that Diddy made them both completely financially dependent on him. As a recording artist signed to Bad Boy, Cassie claimed she recorded hundreds of songs to fulfill her 10-album record deal. But Cassie says that Diddy declined to release her music, effectively keeping her trapped in that very same contract. Cassie testified that she was forced to spend the lion's share of her time on freak-offs that would sometimes last for days. Cassie testified that this kept Diddy in total control of every aspect of her life, from where she lived, to the car she drove, to even having a laptop. She says that Diddy would sometimes punish her by kicking her out of her home or taking away her car and electronics. Fucking kid. Jane Doe also testified that she became completely dependent on Diddy. She says that she and Diddy had a love contract where he covered her rent and that she was in constant fear that Sean would take the house away. In fact, Jane testified that Diddy still pays her rent to this day and even covers her lawyer fees. Super wild when you think about it. When you look at the big picture, Diddy's alleged tactics when it came to Cassie and Jane are pretty identical. Jane even accused Diddy of love bombing, which is a manipulation strategy where someone goes way overboard with affection early in a relationship. Psychology experts say that love bombing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It can include everything from over-the-top gifts to constant contact, and it can make the recipient feel overwhelmed and totally dependent on the love bomber. Jane and Cassie both testified about how desperate they felt to please Diddy and satisfy his freak-off fantasies, even when they didn't want to participate. Jane says that she tried to push back against Diddy's obsessions, and she read some of her text messages in the courtroom. Quote, I'm not a porn star. I'm not an animal. I need a break. I don't want to do anything. I've hit a wall. But both Jane and Cassie testified that they couldn't put a stop to Diddy's freak-off desires. Both women told eerily similar stories where they suffered from painful infections because of these freak-offs. But no matter how much pain they were in or how much they begged, Diddy still expected them to perform for him. Jane testified that she sometimes even vomited and blacked out during Diddy's sex parties, while Cassie claimed she was still expected to participate in freak-offs while she was on her period. In their individual testimonies, Jane and Cassie described freak-offs as extremely degrading and repeatedly stressed how much they tried to avoid doing them. Both Jane and Cassie even testified that Diddy would routinely blackmail them with sex tapes by threatening to release them to the public and that he was physically violent towards them. In fact, Jane Doe says her experiences were so similar to Cassie's that she fainted when she read about Cassie's 2023 lawsuit against Diddy. At that point in time, Jane was still actively participating in freak-offs with Diddy. But when she saw Cassie's legal filing and all the allegations she made, Jane said, quote, "I feel like I'm reading about my own sexual trauma." When you really analyze Jane's testimony, it seems like Diddy picked up right where he left off with Cassie. But Jane also shares some pretty revealing insights into Diddy's psychology and his sexual fantasies.
If you're a juror, how do you place that in this whole twisted tale here?
After Jane Doe wrapped up her testimony, Diddy's lawyers jumped in to cross-examine her. This included asking questions about her, quote, research into Diddy's obsession with her sleeping with other men. Jane testified, quote, "I want to know why my partner wanted so many of these nights and what was driving him." Jane says that her research convinced her that Sean Combs was a bi-curious cuck, saying, "Cucks could also have a bi-curiosity that they were too ashamed to experience themselves. So they use other women to venture out into this curiosity without venturing out into this activity themselves." Oh man, that's crazy. Jane also discussed some of Diddy's more elaborate bedroom fantasies. She described how during one freak off, Diddy had Jane Doe roleplay as the Black Mamba himself, Kobe Bryant. That's interesting. Diddy, meanwhile, roleplayed as Michael Jordan, and a male prostitute named Paul pretended to be who else? Shaq. A Shaq, MJ, and Kobe threesome. Jane also says that Diddy would have her purchase matching shorts for him and their hired escorts to wear together. Jane testified that Diddy's obsession with these freak-off encounters...
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Oh, we know.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Signos.
Were non-stop. He would sometimes bring in surprise entertainers and spring these so-called hotel nights on her. Jane also testified that she was worried about Diddy's health and his excessive drug use. Quote, "I really cared so much about Sean's health, and I could see that he just like was excessively partying on top of just so many pills that he takes daily for I don't know what. And I really wanted him to get clean and just get better." Jane even described how she tried to persuade Diddy to get clean. According to her testimony, Diddy agreed to give drugs a break, but only if she agreed to participate in a sobriety party with him. Jane testified that the party was nightmarish and she struggled to last throughout its nearly 18-hour runtime, where Diddy brought in 3 male escorts to have sex with her. Cassie agreed during her own cross-examination that Diddy was a, quote, drug addict, and that she personally saw him overdose during a 2012 party at the Playboy Mansion. These allegations paint an extremely disturbing Diddy lifestyle, and that no matter how successful he became, he couldn't shake his addiction to drugs and deranged sex parties.
You know, they can't really touch me. Y'all, at the end of the day, y'all see and y'all know what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the track record. Y'all know the business acumen. Y'all know the community service. Y'all know what I'm about.
But this dark portrait of Diddy is also exactly what his lawyers want the jury to believe. Diddy's attorneys have been very transparent about their strategy from the very beginning. While the feds are trying to convince the jury that Diddy was a sex trafficker and a criminal mastermind, Diddy's team wants the evidence to tell a different story. They want the jury to see Sean Diddy Combs as someone who was drowning in his addiction to drugs and sex, so much so that he wasn't fully capable of these crimes he's accused of. According to legal experts, Jane Doe admitting that Diddy was a cuck was actually a huge part of Team Diddy's legal strategy. By giving a definition to Diddy's unhinged sex fantasies, Diddy's lawyers are hoping the jury will start to see his behavior as more acceptable and even consensual. Team Diddy has also put a lot of emphasis on the so-called benefits that these alleged victims received from their client. Diddy's defense lawyers implied that Diddy's career received a big boost from dating him, while Cassie testified that she was completely financially dependent on Diddy because of his manipulative behavior. Lawyers say that her entire celebrity lifestyle only existed because of Diddy in the first place, and they want the jury to think that these freak-off parties, no matter how crazy, violent, or disgusting they became, were just the price of admission. Diddy's lawyers applied the same exact strategy during their cross-examination of Jane Doe. They singled out instances where she said she wanted to make Diddy happy and how badly that she wanted to please him. Jane Doe confirmed that Diddy had paid up to 3 years of her $10,000 a month rent and that he gave her an additional 150 grand. In fact, Diddy's attorney, Tenny Garagos, went through specific gifts that the bad boy boss had given to Jane Doe during the course of their relationship, including a $15,000 birthday dinner for Jane and her 13 friends. Garagos also brought up dinners at high-end restaurants like Nobu, pricey trips to Miami, and Van Cleef Violin jewelry that Diddy gave to Jane Doe as gifts. Essentially, Diddy's lawyers want the jury to think that the thing that Jane Doe and Cassie had most in common is that they participated in the freak-offs for their own personal gain.
It was, let's call it a scene at the courthouse when Ye showed up. What was the reaction in the building?
Oh, it was a scene. And, you know, Kanye West gets out of this luxury vehicle, the Maybach you see there, walks into court, shakes a hand, and he left after about 20 minutes because he was not allowed into the main courtroom. We caught him in the hallway. He told us that he was there to support Sean Combs. I'm not sure that Combs wanted his support.
But Jane Doe also shared a story involving another rapper, and it led to a pretty huge controversy in the courtroom. On June 12th, Jane Doe mentioned having a telling encounter with a world-famous rapper who was a, quote, icon in the music industry. This admission led to a closed-door secret meeting with the witness, Judge Arun Samarinian, and the lawyers involved in the case. After the meeting was over, Judge Samarinian ruled that this mystery rapper would remain anonymous during Jane Doe's testimony and that she shouldn't identify him. While Diddy's lawyers argued that the judge should, quote, unmask the identity of this rap superstar, they were overruled. During her testimony, Jane described attending a January 2024 party in Las Vegas that this so-called mystery rapper was hosting for his girlfriend. During this party, this mystery rapper approached Jane and admitted that he always had a crush on her and that he wanted to, quote, blank her. The mystery rapper apparently admitted to Jane that he and his girlfriend were into the same kind of freaky lifestyle that Diddy was, and that he asked her to recommend an escort to them. Jane also testified that when Diddy found out she had partied with this mystery rapper, he was extremely jealous and upset. She says that Diddy physically beat her as punishment and forced her to have sex with a male prostitute named Antoine, who was in attendance at the mystery rapper's party. While the mystery rapper was never identified in the courtroom, we do have some pretty telling clues as to who they might be. The day after Jane gave her testimony, Adolf Hitler's number one fan, Kanye West, made a surprise appearance at the courthouse to show support for his disgraced friend, Diddy. However, Ye wasn't allowed to sit in the actual courtroom and was instead forced to hang out in the overflow room. Despite Ye's well-documented love for Diddy, he only stayed for 40 minutes before dipping out. Coincidentally, Kanye West was spending a lot of time in Vegas during the time frame that Jane mentioned. He threw a chaotic listening party for his album Vultures in Vegas in early 2024 and was seen gallivanting through the city with his partner Bianca Censori. And not to make things super obvious, but Ye also announced that his newest album would be called Cup. Now, obviously nothing's been confirmed, but where there's smoke, there's usually fire. Making the whole situation even messier is the matter of Jane Doe's actual identity. While prosecutors and the judge have tried to shield her actual name from the public, there's been a ton of speculation as to who she really is. A ton of rumors are circulating that Jane Doe is actually Daphne Joy, who just happens to be the mother of 50 Cent's children. 50 himself has hinted at Jane Doe's identity by trolling relentlessly on social media. On June 12th, the same day Jane testified about this so-called mystery rapper, 50 dropped an unhinged AI-generated video called Freak Off Matters. The video specifically called out Diddy, Cassie, Kanye, Jay-Z, and a woman identified as 50 Cent's baby mama. While Jane Doe's identity is still officially under wraps, the possibility that Diddy may have lured 50 Cent's baby mama into his freak-off orgies takes this thing to a whole other level. Right now, the Diddy trial can really go in any direction. The jury might hear similarities in Cassie and Jane Doe's testimonies and believe that Diddy systematically manipulated them into these sick freak-off parties. Or they might go with the story that Diddy's lawyers are telling, believing that all of this was consensual and that Diddy was just unable to control himself. Either way, we're going to bring you every detail as the trial continues to unfold. So definitely subscribe and stay tuned in.